Hi, good afternoon. My name is Oh Sang-seok. It's very warm day too. It's very warm today, isn't it? What I want to speak today is my small story in China. It's not very interesting, just listen to my presentation, just my speech. So let's start. I live in China for 1 year. From July 2004 to July 2005, I live in China to study Chinese. It's very hard to study, but I enjoyed it. I studied Chinese at the time. At the first time I arrived in China, I had many troubles because that their situation is different from here in Korea. For example, their water and their air is different from here in Korea. But most of all, their food is different from here in Korea. So at the time, I suffered from diarrhea. Like him. For 1 week. So at the time, I just lived in my bathroom, not in China. I went bathroom and come back. So it's just a painful experience for me. So after suffering a few days, I finally decided to find a good restaurant that should be not only delicious, but also should be accustomed to me. So I wandered about in the street for 1 hour. But unfortunately, at the time, I couldn't read at all in Chinese. So what I couldn't read at all. So I had no many choices. But actually, finally, I found a good restaurant. Where is it? Can you guess?
McDonald's.
No. The same kind of
Burger King.
No. KFC. Yes, I found that restaurant. I'm very, very pleased about it because I knew it and I like it. So I went there many times, even though after class, even though in the morning, I went there to study and to eat hamburgers. And one day, I went there to eat hamburgers as usual. I ordered the food and I took it back my seat. And at the moment that I was going to eat hamburgers, I felt someone beside me stared at me with hostile feelings like this. I'm very scared about it because he was taller than me and he was fatter than me and his eyes are a little bit smaller than me. So I was so scared about it. But at the time, I realized that I was young. So at the time, I had the courage to fight with that guy. So I also stared at him like him with positive feeling. So time passed a few minutes. And then suddenly, he asked me some question in Chinese. Blah, 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 blah. So I couldn't speak at all at the time. So I just stared at him with hostile feelings. And then he asked me again in English, "Are you Japanese?" So I said, "No." "Why?" And then he asked me again, "So where are you from?" So I answered, "I'm from Korea." "Why? Does it matter?" At the time, I'm actually angry about it because he's unpolite behavior. So, and then he answered me, sorry about it. I thought you were Japanese. I really don't like Japanese because usual Chinese people toward Japanese people's feeling are so very not good because of their political thing. So after then, we could talk a lot and I understand I could understand what he thought about it. Fortunately, he liked Korea. Especially about Korean movie star. So we could become a friend. At the time, I couldn't understand many things what he said, but now I can understand what he said and what he will say. So he is very pleased about it. That's my small story in China. Thank you.